Hey, what's up everyone? Dr. Zishan here. On this episode, we're going to talk about dehydration. It's a topic that is pretty underrated, but it's super high yield. The reason why the boards love dehydration so much is that it can happen in so many different ways. You could be an athlete, you could be running out in the heat, you could be throwing up, you could have diarrhea, you could be pregnant, first trimester, right? You could have hyperemesis gravidarum. All these different reasons, whatever it is, low water intake, and any of these reasons, and then some, can all lead to dehydration. But how are the boards going to ask this? Well, one, they're going to want you to know that whatever topic that they're talking about, the concept that they're alluding to is actually dehydration. So it may not be, pregnancy and first trimester throwing up, or pyloric stenosis, or gastroenteritis. The actual topic may be dehydration. So, what about dehydration do the boards want you to know? Well, as you know, my five types of questions, I believe that the most important thing that you should know is signs and symptoms. Now, signs and symptoms can come in a few different ways. You can look at somebody and say, well, they look dehydrated. So, how would you see that? Well, look at their skin turgor. Maybe sunken fontanelles with pediatrics. How about dry mucous membranes or no tears in pediatrics? These are all signs and symptoms that show you that this individual is severely dehydrated. So it's a select all that apply type of a question. But take it a little bit further. How about looking at their urine and maybe even doing labs on urines, looking at urine osmose, specific gravity? So with urine, you're gonna look at it. And you're gonna say, wow, this has got a darker color to it, maybe a dark amber color or a brownish color. How about smell? Foul smelling, a pungent smell. These are all ways to describe that this individual's urine is concentrated. And maybe they have low urine output because of the dehydration. So now you've got minimal urine, but it's also concentrated. It's got a different color tinge to it, it smells foul. All signs and symptoms, easy select all that apply type of a question. Now you take it a step further. Now we can get into some freebie types of questions, right? Where you're looking at lab values. So, what are we going to look at when we do our lab values for urine? So, you're going to look at urine osmose. Well, what's another word for osmolality? How about concentration? Urine concentration, urine osmolality. How about those are interchangeable? So that way it's easier. Because when I looked at the word osmolality, I would always get a little intimidated. But when I started making sense of it, I was like, they're really only talking about concentration. So now we look at our urine concentration. If I'm dehydrated, is my urine going to be dilute or concentrated? Well, it's going to be concentrated because I don't have enough water to dilute it. So that's why it's got that tinge to it, that amber or brown color or that foul smell to it. So if my concentration is elevated, well, then my urine osmose or osmolality will be elevated. So an easy freebie type of a question. Either you know it or you don't. Person is dehydrated and they're getting a urine osmo done. What do we expect? Elevation or dilution? So we're going to have elevated urine osmose. Then we take it a step further. And we look at specific gravity. The way that I would remember this is that, well, we're talking about gravity. So, what does gravity work harder on? It works harder on something that's more dense, right? Take a rock and a feather. Which one's gonna fall faster? The one that's more dense or the one that's more concentrated? So, now we look at our urine, and if it's more concentrated or more dense, is gravity gonna work on it a little bit harder or less? It's gonna work on it harder, boom, just like a rock. So now, if I was to translate that to specific gravity, well, it's gonna be elevated because gravity is gonna work on it harder. So that was a quick, easy way for me to remember that. But now, let's take it to the other side. So, what type of tests are we gonna get done? Well, we just talked about our urine osmose. Well, what's the next thing? How about serum osmose? What's serum? Well, it's our blood. Right? So we draw some blood, and same thing. If I am dehydrated and I don't have water in my body, my serum or my blood is not going to be dilute. It's going to be concentrated. So now I look at my serum osmolality, and now that's going to be concentrated. So that's going to be elevated. Again, a freebie type of question, or even a select all that apply. The other thing that we can look at, well, if I get lab values done, what are some things that we typically get done? How about a CBC, a complete blood count? Underneath that, what do we get? How about red blood cells? Hemoglobin, hematocrit? Sure. So now if I was to look at those lab values and I don't have water to dilute it, then the red blood cells are going to be a little bit more compacted and dense and concentrated, which means my HNH is also going to be elevated. So now I've got an elevated RBC and an elevated HNH. Again, easy questions. But again, the concept of dehydration is so commonly tested, but they're not going to outright say, oh, this is dehydration. What are some physical signs and symptoms that you're going to see? Or what are the lab values that you're going to see with dehydration? They're going to try to get you with a diagnosis. So now, again, focus on those things when you look at your board questions or practice questions. Look and see what they're really asking. It's one of those things that I teach you as a quick tip and trick is I want you to see that, well, the concept that they're asking may not be about that specific diagnosis. However, we definitely can take away that dehydration is a concept that they're trying to get at. So with that said, make sure you look at all the different things. Like I said, pyloric stenosis is a great one. Gastroenteritis, diarrhea, vomiting, first trimester sickness, morning sickness, hyperemesis gravidarum. Again, many of the different ways that we can ask about a simple concept like dehydration, but a great way to ask a select all that apply. So I hope this helps and start applying this on your tests and on your board questions. And I'll see you guys later. Take care.